One thing about it, I'm not just a girl. I'm also a sweetie pie and a cutie patootie. And some of y'all don't realize how heavy of a cross that is to bear.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Someone had a death in the family recently. I did. Back in 1842.
That's right.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. My great 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 grandfather died in a smelting accident back in Celtic Ireland.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, boy!
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this impossibly mediocre podcast, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. Wow, we got a lot of great feedback about the Kyle Kinane interview.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of people texting in saying they enjoyed it.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Man, was he great. I just liked my conversation with Kyle. He feels like I know a lot of people use this phrase a lot, including presidential candidates. The kind of bad guy you can sit and have a beer with.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's the kind of guy you can sit and have a beer with.
Yeah.
You know? And he would just keep you entertained the whole time. I went and watched one of his older specials. Not the most recent one, Dirt Nap, but I watched one of the older specials. And he is really good at weaving a tale. He's I don't know. I feel a certain kinship with Kyle. I'm sure he feels it too. We feel it across the internet.
It was radiating between yeah. you guys.
Between our Instagram it. Accounts are like, I don't know. They're like pulsating toward each other. Like two cavemen with hard-ons just running toward each other and sword fighting. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying because you don't have a penis. But if you did have a penis, you would know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, just sharing that with you. But yeah, everyone really enjoyed it. And a couple of our regulars who dial in here say they've seen Kyle live and that he's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So go check him out.
I would like to see him live.
Yeah, if he swings by Atlanta, mm-hmm. we'll go see him. I'm not making any additional effort, Kyle. Don't ask me to come to like Columbus, Ohio or some shit like that. But if you're in the metro Atlanta area and I can find a babysitter for my 12 to 15 children, then I'd be happy to come on by. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That's all. You know who's on tour? Hannah Berner just announced her tour. Tour drop. She just announced her tour and she's going, I don't know, that Giggly Squad podcast is going to like 20 different cities. And Atlanta is one of them.
I know. We need to go see her.
Just as a general curiosity, it was like, you know, tickets drop at 10 a.m. Right? And I'm like, oh, well, is this like, who is this? The Rolling Stones? Is this Justin Bieber going back on tour? Does Giggly Squad really need to drop at 10 a.m.? Or can't you say tickets on sale now? That's how you know the difference between really popular acts and the acts that aren't so popular.
With the build up to the tickets on
sale? Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people will say, you know, special promo code in your inbox if you follow us on whatever, you know, or, 24 hours early tickets, special pricing, all that stuff. If that's the kind of game that they're playing, then you know there's some pent up demand for the tickets.
Exactly.
If they say tickets on sale now, please come. Then that's another thing altogether. I was like, so I'm like, oh, let me go on at 10 a.m. and just see what kind of, or it happened to be 10 a.m. So I'm like, let me go and see what kind of demand there is. There's a lot of promoting going on, Hannah, for that, you know, tickets on sale at 10 a.m. special promo code bullshit. Well, guess what? I got stuck in a queue. I was like in a queue, in a Ticketmaster queue.
Yeah.
And I was like, geez.
Demand is there.
Yeah, that would be the opposite of us. We would be giving away tickets on the street to random human
Please
beings.
Come.
Please come. I'd be like in the aquarium. Bring your children. It's fun. It's a good time for all. Special children. Children under 30 get in for free. Oh, man. Good for Hannah. She's got something going on over there.
Yeah, she's big right now. Well, she just did her special. She was. I listened to her podcast a little while back, and she was filming a special.
Oh, okay. Yep. And it dropped.
She was getting ready. I don't know if it's out yet.
Okay.
Right now, but
well, don't rely on us for the information. Go figure it out yourself.
She was getting ready to film it. And
okay.
So there was that. So
good for her.
She's on tour and doing all kinds of good things.
Good for her.
It's all because of our show.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
All these people blow up directly after they show up on the show, which probably means they went to Conan next.
Exactly.
And then blew up. Oh, Lord. Nah, I think Hannah had some swag before she showed up on the commercial break. We'll see how likely she is to show up for the second time. I mean, yes, we can only we'll hope. Invite. She was super nice. That's another one that I would love to have. That's another person I would love to have back.
Definitely.
Is Hannah Burner. And so what'd you do this weekend? What's the TV that you're on right now? What are you watching? What's your thing?
Oh, God.
What are you into?
Let's see.
Astrid's into baby reindeer. She got into baby reindeer, you know, which I didn't think was the kind of thing that she would be into, but
right,
she's into it.
I actually started watching that show, and then I didn't continue.
You didn't? You didn't like it? Mm-mm. It was, what, it hit too close to home?
No.
Have you had a stalker in your past?
No, there's just so much on right now. Yeah. There's so much on. There's so many things I want to watch, too, that are in the queue, and then there's things. I've been kind of on a Apple TV kick, so oh, really? Sugar... I'm keeping up with Sugar.
Sorry, I'm just fixing the studio. Is it falling apart?
I saw you doing that.
There's like this big gap in these curtains we have. And I'm like, well, that looks wholly unprofessional. What is Sugar?
Sugar is Colin Farrell, who I like Colin Farrell. I know, and I feel like I haven't really seen him in things in a while. Maybe okay. He's been out there. I just haven't watched the movies or the things he's been in. But it's a good show. It's kind of like a PI private investigator out in the LA show with a crazy,
ooh, sexy,
yeah,
LA detective.
He's driving a convertible.
I can feel
classic
it coming in the air tonight, like a Miami Vice type, real slick and sexy type.
Yeah,
yeah, cool.
And
then into
there's
it.
Like some secrets that are being withheld. There's this secretive group with the other PIs. So anyways, there's that show. There's Palm Royale.
Astrid's watching that. Yeah, Astrid's watching funny, all the good TV.
Which is funny. And then I just randomly last night, every once in a while, I like to go to Amazon and go check out like
that's
their documentary.
That's my platform right now.
Their
yeah,
documentaries. They have a lot of good music documentaries and also just documentaries in general. And so I started watching this one that this guy had made about Clue, the movie.
Oh.
Do you remember Clue the movie?
I do. I remember how universally panned it was.
But
it
there's
was.
So many people out there that love it, including me. My sister and
you
I
like Clue,
loved
the movie?
That movie. Yes.
He did it in the Bond stable with the monocle underneath
so
the coat house.
Great actors. Great actors. And it's just it was about the making of Clue. And this guy interviewed the director and the writer and some of the actors.
Is it called Clue?
No, it's called The Making of Clue.
The Making of Clue. Well, that sounds
so interesting. It was really interesting and fun.
You
and
get into some weird ass shit. I'm telling you what. I mean, you
there
think
was a
my...
documentary on Finster, you know, the artist from you've got the.
Oh, I have a Finster.
Yeah, I
yeah.
know. Yeah.
The... I have a Finster.
And that was from our good friend
Irving.
Irving.
Swerving. I want you to have my Finster.
Swerving Irving.
Swerving Irving. Listen, Brian, here's a piece of art. I bought it in 1992 at a street fair in New York.
And it's a bird. It's a wooden carving of a bird.
It's cool.
And
I
it's got
that.
Bible verses written in hand all over it. It's painted.
Because
that
was Finster's thing.
Yes, it was. And so he handed it to us, and I was like, oh, that's just wonderful. Thank you, Irving. I appreciate it. And I thought, what in the trash is this? Like,
you don't want it. I want it.
Well, no, you can't have it because now it's like a family heirloom. Now I got to keep it because Irving's dead. If Irving was alive, I'd be able to give it to you. And I'd be like, Irving, I gave it to a needy child. But so that they can have breakfast.
Jeff and I went up there and stayed at his place. And they, you know, he's got that whole...
You know who? Chelsea and I did that. Our friend Chelsea,
yeah,
we went. We
it's
stopped
like an Airbnb
by there.
Up there.
Yeah, we stopped by that farm. Anyway, you're probably bored with that because Finster's
eclectic.
Folk artist.
Yes.
Yeah, and he did all these things. He's passed now. He's got a presence here in Georgia. And Irving, my mom's former boyfriend, who passed away. Of course, we heard the story about the funeral. He almost tipped over in his grave. Literally. It's going off in a year, I think, that happened. But anyway, before he passed away, a couple, I don't know, maybe 6 months before he passed away, 8 months before he passed away, he gave me this carving. I had no idea what it was. And I look on the back and I see Finster, like a signature Finster. And I'm like, Finster, that sounds familiar. And so I Google it. These fucking things are going for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000.
Exactly. He became famous, you know, in what?
The 90s.
Yeah. He was like on The Tonight Show and...
He was prolific.
Yeah.
Was he a former pastor or something?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why all the Bible verses.
Art to get the word out. But the place is like nothing you've ever seen.
If anybody wants a Finster, I'm willing to sell it, by the way. I'm not that attached to it. Can I give it to you in lieu of a paycheck? How's that?
Yes. Yes. That will work.
I think it might be worth 10 grand. I'm not sure. I don't know. Of course, I should have it in some like hermetically sealed box. I don't. It's sitting in the studio in the closet next to some, you know, dusty Buddha I have. Right next to my Pearl Jam posters. That are worth...
And right below the statue that I gave you, or the statue.
The statue of the dog.
Statue, it's like a
the
porcelain.
Dead dog. The dead Nico.
From the never ending story.
The never ending story. You know what I'm watching? So I don't know if, some of our audience members may be familiar because I think it's really a very popular show in the UK and here. Friday Night Dinner is a show. Oh. Produced a number of years back by the BBC for like 6 seasons. And it's basically about a Jewish family that gets together every Friday. There's 2 siblings, 2 older boys. They're like in their 20s. And then this hilariously dysfunctional mom and dad that are there. And the boys are always fighting each other. They're playing pranks on each other. They're trying to ruin each other's lives, basically. Then they have this weird neighbor who shows up with a dog. The original is so fucking funny. And a lot of people will quote it like they would quote Seinfeld or like they would quote Friends or whatever, yeah. Right? And I got into it during the pandemic and I loved it so much that I watched it back to back, all 6 seasons back to back again.
Wow. Because
I wanted to squeeze every laugh out of it. So Freevee, owned by Amazon,
yes,
rebooted it. It's called Dinner with Parents. So they rebooted it. It's not like they took the original scripts and redid it. It's wholly brand new.
Oh,
and it's about
okay.
an American Jewish family. It's about an American Jewish family that...
Dinner on Fridays?
Dinner with Parents.
Dinner with Parents.
Dinner with Parents is what it's called. And I think the first 4 or 5 episodes is out now, and then they're going to be coming out with the last... there's like 10 episodes altogether they'll come out with
okay,
the last...
Okay, so they've redone
you get,
it.
Yeah, you got to watch this. It's really funny. You know who's in it? Henry Hall, which is Julia Louis-Dreyfus's son.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's got Daniel Thrasher, who's like a very famous TikTok comedian. He's got 4 or 5 million. And these two guys play the brothers, like the original, you know, they play the brothers in this version of it. And it's really, there's some out loud belly laughs. I mean, it's really funny.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to put it on my watch list.
Put it on there. I'd love to get a couple of them in here to talk about it, actually. So we'll see what we can do. But anyway, that's on my watch list. That's what I'm watching right now. I will get to Baby Reindeer because I think that's interesting. Palm Royale, I started. I love Kristen Wiig. Love her, love her, love her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Something seems like something's a beat off about this one.
It took me a minute to kind of get into it.
Yeah.
But once I gave it the full shot, now I'm all in. It's got great actors in it, too.
Yeah. Listen, I will never dislike anything Kristen Wiig isn't. Never, ever. Because I just think she's a brilliant comedian. But on the other hand, I don't know. I just didn't, like, it didn't strike me like it struck Astrid or like it's striking you, I guess.
Yeah, well, Carol Burnett is in it, too. And now she's... In the beginning, she's in a coma, and throughout the show, she starts waking up, and so she's playing more of a presence
really?
In it, too, and she is just so good. I mean, wow.
Speaking of Carol's, you know who's in that Dinner with Parents? Carol Kane.
Oh, Carol Kane.
Carol Kane plays the grandmother, and she is fucking hilarious.
Talk about the never-ending story.
I know.
She's the wife of Billy Crystal.
Marriage. No, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got that accent, which she uses. I mean, is that Carol Kane's real voice?
No, that
like Russian Jewish accent that she's got. I might be mistaken. It might not be Russian or Jewish, but I don't know.
She was also in Scrooged.
Oh, Scrooged is so
it's fucking good. A great movie.
You know, I forget about Scrooged every fucking Christmas. Every Christmas, I forget about Scrooged, and then.
It's
lo and behold,
one.
I'll be flipping through the Christmas channels, you know, during Christmas time, like we all do, looking for a good Christmas movie. Scrooged will be on.
Yes.
Halfway through. And I'll be like, damn, I should have recorded this
it's
because I would have loved it. It's a great one. Bill Murray is brilliant in that. Carol Kane. So many other good actors and actresses are in that. Yeah. I mean, I do. I also do the streaming like shuffle.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be into Amazon. Sometimes I'm into
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I know. And there's so many good shows that I have to catch up on.
I know.
I want to officially say this. I think I'm done with 90 Day Fiancé. I think I'm done.
I know. It was an option for me the other day, and I was like, nope.
Yeah. I'll still stick with my seven little Johnstons and my 600-pound life, but and the little big people, little world, or little people, big world. But I think I'm done with the 90-day fiance franchise. I think it has jumped the shark, in my opinion. It feels to me like
just the same stories over and over and over again.
I don't really want to see what happens in your relationship. I just want to. I want the interesting, dramatic parts. Like, I don't care if you guys broke up five times after you got married. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are still enamored with that, but I'm over it. I've decided there's better things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've decided there's better things to watch, like Seven Little Johnstons. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's what I'm into. Oh, and I do have to tell you that I started watching The Sympathizer on HBO with Robert Downey Jr.
I want to start that, yes.
And I wish I knew his name, and I'm so sorry that I don't, but the actor playing the North Vietnamese spy in that is so brilliant in this television series. Apparently, there's only three episodes, I guess. Episode number two got a little weird, but Sympathizer is a great movie. It's about a North Vietnamese spy who then becomes a spy for the South Vietnamese. He's like a double agent, essentially, and how he gets out of Vietnam and these interactions with these weird characters.
I love HBO stuff.
Yeah, HBO's good. They're good. They put out quality content, I feel like. Now it's all mixed in on that Max app,
I
can't understand it for the life of me. Oh, let me tell you about, and I want to tell the audience about this, about one of the funniest animated shows that I've been watching is Royal Crackers. Have you seen Royal Crackers?
No, but I've seen of it. Yeah.
Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
Royal Crackers.
So fucking funny. Royal Crackers. So good. It is so brilliantly done. It is so hilarious. You got to watch Royal Crackers. They're on season number two right now.
Okay.
Watch
is it on
season.
Max?
It's on Max.
Okay.
Everything's on Max.
I know.
Everything's on that fucking Max, but you know, it just used to be HBO. That's what you got, HBO, and then you went somewhere else for all the other stuff. And now it's all mingled and commingled, and I just don't understand it. I really don't.
I know.
It's likely if I want to watch, and now, because the streaming wars have essentially decimated any kind of entertainment ecosystem as far as television and you know, TV movies is concerned, and just regular movies is concerned, now they're back to the old playbook where they're buying each other's content. So some of the stuff that was made by Turner or Warner Brothers or what HBO or whatever is now being sold back to Netflix. So you got to go back to fucking Netflix to watch something that you should be able to get on Max. What the fuck? Why? What are we doing? What are we doing? What happened? I thought that was going to be it.
It's
everyone's going to
jumbled up,
silo their own bullshit, and then we'd be able to go there and watch it. Well, now it's all discombobulated. I'm going to have
to. Every network came out with their own.
I know, and now they're realizing, oh, that's not it. That's not as easy as we thought it was. That's not the milk cow we thought we had. I mean, it really isn't. So you know what? I'm glad I'm still plugged in. You know, they say cut the cord. I'm glad I still have the fucking cord. I just got to say that right now because at least I could flip through that. You know who has more shit than anybody? DirecTV, the stream. You know, DirecTV stream, which I have, and it's like, okay, I'll just figure it out.
Yeah.
Because you can almost find any television show, most movies that you want to see, and then also if you don't want to pay for it, you just go to whatever, you know, HBO Max or whatever. But you can really find 90% of the stuff that you want to watch right there on their on-demand
really?
System.
Really?
This is not a commercial for DirecTV. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love
it. That drives me crazy.
Why?
Because we're paying for all of it. Double, it seems like. Jeff has to have it because that's the only way we can get Bally Sports, and that's the only way we can get
watch
Braves.
The Braves. That's right. Yeah, us too. That's one of the things. Yeah. And
so you're telling me just go to DirecTV.
I think just go to DirecTV. I mean, listen, that's you get that remote. You talk to it. I got my kids, my youngest child, who doesn't even speak like 10 freaking words. Right? She has been watching people pick up that remote and talk to it. So now when she gets a hold of the remote, she's like, and then she'll point it at the TV. And I'm like, well, we're all fucked. I'm pretty sure end of days are here. They're here. They're here. They're here. It's terrible. I can't stand it. My child knows how to work the remote better than I do. And she's not even one. We're all going down.
It's very true.
Go number one with a bullet. Okay, so today is Friday, and of course, as we do on most Fridays, we have a video breakdown. And I thought that I would just go to the well one more time because I saw Teresa Caputo on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Oh, really? Recently?
And, yeah, I think it was recently, like the last three or four
months.
Probably
promoting that new crazy show she's got.
Yeah, I don't know what she's promoting, but it's the first time I've ever seen Teresa Caputo, or maybe the first or second time I've ever seen Teresa Caputo with her hair up. And her ears showing.
Oh.
And, you know, I like Kelly Clarkson. Don't get me wrong. But I think Kelly is into this bullshit. I'm not. Obviously, we're not into Teresa Caputo's brand of, you know, bullshit. But I thought it would be interesting to review the interview that she did as she talks about her daily life and what it's like to be a medium.
Okay.
So that we can get through it. All right. So let's do that. Let's take a break. And then when we get back, we'll go straight to Teresa Caputo. Mind your manners, everyone. Stick around for the next 2.5 minutes. Teresa's coming up next. Wait, you know what? We'll be back in just 1 second as soon as I get my shit together here. Sorry.
As you do.
As I do. Not have my shit together. All right, we'll be back.
I know you're already on your phone, so pull up Instagram and follow us at The Commercial Break, and then follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast. Done? Perfect. Thank you. Since you're at the ready, why not text us hello at 212-433-3TCB? Or if you've got some drama in your life, a little fun story, or anything really, we're desperate for content. Call and leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. And don't forget to check out tcbpodcast.com because that's got it all. Speaking of having it all, let's listen to our fabulous sponsors and get back to the commercial break.
All right, so trolling around the internet the other day, and I caught a video with Teresa Caputo on the Kelly Clarkson show. So without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
Oh, man, I want to share it with the audience here, because you know what? That's what we do here on the show. We share our lives. Wow, look at that hair.
Man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What is that? What do you call that? A pompadour? What is that?
Looks like that guy who was the... Who was the...
RuPaul?
No. Well, that could be a RuPaul style, but yep. The guy that was the bounty hunter?
Dog the Bounty Hunter. You're so right about this. Teresa Caputo has Dog the Bounty Hunter's hair style on on Kelly Clarkson right now. Let's check out what they're up to. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, there we go.
When you come, yeah.
Now you're on.
Yeah. Sounds like a commercial break interview. So last time you were in New York, and then you're in LA. Where'd you go before that? Where were you born? How are your parents? What's going on?
I know. I like it. I love it here. Amazing. Yeah.
You've been very busy here.
Yes.
You haven't.
Yes. I'm bullshitting people constantly. I've got a lot of people rolling around my head. A lot of ghosts I got to talk to on a daily basis.
Podcast right now, right? Do you love it?
I do. I love. Yeah. It's called Hey Spirit. Yeah. And I love being able to connect people, you know, all over the world and, you know, over a Zoom. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. My powers extend through Zoom. What fucking good bullshit is this? Come on, Kelly.
Spirit really validates that they're still with us. It's absolutely incredible.
I know Kelly has to fill content like the rest of us, and I do like Kelly Clarkson.
I
really do. I think she's like a genuine personality. I applaud her success, and I think she's a badass bitch. But I don't like giving a platform to this lady and her shenanigans. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, and it's
like Kelly cares or even knows. Our podcast is as popular as Hey Spirit.
Hey Spirit.
Hey Spirit. Come on a Zoom call with me.
So like even scheduling too in your life, like it's kind of cool. You can schedule a podcast more around you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks nervous.
She looks bored. She's like, yeah, talk to me about my podcast.
Well, Teresa says she connects to those who have passed on through something she calls spirit. So you say spirit guides you, but do you ever feel that like physically?
Yeah. Oh, yes. They kick me in the head all the time. So far, Teresa in her career has been slapped, pushed, punched, kicked. She gets nudged by spirits. We never see her actually physically react to any of these things.
No.
But that's what she says. A spirit just tapped me on the back of the head. That means your uncle died in a terrible fishing-related accident.
So what happens is a lot of times when souls, when they first start to communicate with me, they make me feel like the bond that they shared with the person. But a lot of times they'll just bring me through the departure. They'll make me feel what they felt as the soul left.
When they were dying?
When
God.
I don't even think Teresa believes this anymore. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't even think Teresa believes her own bullshit. I think she's...
How could you not be in, like, hospitalized if that's what you were constantly feeling? Are other people dying?
She's going through it. She's feeling the motions. And all of this happens in just milliseconds before she opens her mouth and starts talking. It's wholly unbelievable.
That seems rude.
Yeah. Well, not rude.
Oh, my God.
It was rude. Hard.
It is very hard. I always say I make what I do look very easy. It's the hardest thing that I have to do is to stand in front of someone and take them on this emotional roller coaster of feeling pain, sorrow, loss, and grief.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I make it look easy.
Yeah, you don't. That's right. It's the hardest thing in the world. I'm such a martyr for everybody. But yet you do take people and put them through an emotional roller coaster. If it's the hardest thing you ever do, then don't do it. Then don't do it. Just pack up and go home. She's got to have some money, right? She can sell that big bus she's driving around in all across the country, can't she?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is like just... We're not going to be mad if you stop, Teresa. I'm just sharing that.
And then try to give them peace and a little.
Well, actually, I might be mad because then I'll have to fill more content with someone else.
Levity and laughter.
Yeah.
To know that their loved ones are still with us, and that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. It's not people to believe in what
her
I do.
Her hair is as big as her head.
I know. It's
got to
be three,
off the top.
2.5 feet off her head. It's insane. How does she do that? Where's gravity?
That's a lot of hairspray, but it literally as tall as her face is tall.
There's got to be something going on with that hair, right? Am I right? There's got to be, there's some device in there or something.
There could be anything. There could be a car.
Maybe that's where the... Maybe that's where she puts the ghosts. I don't know. I have no idea. But this is it. Her hair is literally 2 feet off the top
like
of her head.
Like a helmet to help with all of the physical.
Yeah, it's a satellite dish where she tunes in. It's a ghost dish.
I want people to believe in themselves, to believe in an afterlife, to know that their loved ones' souls are still with them, just in a different way, and just to embrace those things that remind you of them.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's a bunch of bullshit, but it's beautiful. I don't think Kelly believes what Teresa's saying, and I don't believe Teresa believes what Teresa is saying. This is like two women that are just two humans that are just talking around the obvious thing, which is this is. I mean, listen. I guess anything's possible, right? Anything's possible.
And I do believe, you know, that there's energy and things, and
me
who
too.
Knows what happens after you actually. Physically, your body dies.
Yeah.
But, for her to be able
to tune in like a TV channel like this.
Person's loved one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems kind of horseshit.
On demand.
Whenever you say you feel it, like, do you actually feel it physically? Like, feel affected?
Yeah. Like, I could feel like I already knew when I was standing back there that there was a real tragedy of a departure because I kept like tasting blood. And I kept feeling like a blow to my chest. So, like,
oh. Oh my God.
Tasting blood and getting a blow to your chest. And then I just came out here.
Yeah, it's all the cocaine I've been doing. I feel blood in the back of my throat and a blow to my chest. That's how I feel when I'm on crystal meth. This is such horseshit. She's already priming the audience. Someone in the audience has already identified themselves as the person who believes this.
Rim?
She's dropping the seeds of a cold reading.
In here?
When I was standing back there getting ready to... Yeah, back there.
Oh. Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah.
Because then you don't want to walk out there and go, hey.
Well, you know, that's
exactly.
The thing, you know.
Yeah.
Kelly. <What?
laughs> Kelly. Poor Kelly. She doesn't know what to do.
I know.
She's like, where do I take this? Where do I go with it?
People came here today. They didn't come to maybe expect to see me. They came to see you, right? They didn't know I was coming.
Yeah.
And that's what I always say. Spirit gives us exactly what we need to kind of restore our faith.
Yeah.
And to know that they are okay, and more importantly, that their soul is at peace.
Yeah. I've got spirits all around me. They're big in fronting me left and right. Kelly, I can't see you. I've got a ghost right, ghost crotch right in my face.
Well, and the crazy thing is, I mean, does this apply to any and all spirits? Like, if she's in front of Jeffrey Dahmer's family. Like, is she going to channel him?
Yes, Chrissy, of course. That's the international laws of ghost science.
Is his soul at peace?
His soul is definitely at peace.
God.
There's so much closure for people and just such a peaceful...
It does.
Way. Yeah.
You can't imagine how many people pass and what people are left with for whatever reason.
I can't imagine how many people pass. All of them. All of them die, Teresa. Everyone.
Some people come, they don't want to live anymore. They don't know how. There are times where people haven't spoken to other family members because someone died. And someone will come to a reading and it will restore their faith. It'll give them a purpose to live. They'll reunite families that haven't spoken. So
I mean, it's
so
an entertainment show. It's a form of her entertainment.
Kelly, if you don't mind, I'd just like to say Mahatma Gandhi, MLK, Teresa Caputo. I'm here to make peace on earth.
I make it look easy.
I make it look easy. It's super hot.
With people that have died.
Absolutely. Oh, so your new show, combines readings and your personal life, right?
Correct.
So this is like full on. Do you mind being on camera a lot like that? Like all
oh my God, Kelly, come on. That's the dumbest question you could have asked her. I mean, Kelly, does she mind being on camera? She is a camera. She is so thirsty for attention, publicity, and money that she will literally do anything to keep that television show running. It's been on 15 different channels. Mm-hmm. It's had 3 different versions. And all that show does is just drive people to her live events where she makes even more money. Mm-hmm. But by reports, probably people that don't like Teresa, I will share that. By reports, those shows are real fucking shit shows. Like, a lot of times, Teresa just cannot make it work. Like, she's picking only a few certain people that obviously have had interaction with the staff, and Teresa gets it wrong a lot. Mm-hmm. Read about the Teresa Caputo live events. And again, haters will always be louder than people who believe. But just read a couple of those, I guess, you know, reviews of her live events and tell me that...
We've seen it happen even on some of the ones that we've done where people are like, no.
Almost everyone.
That, and then all of a sudden she's miraculously called to like another section of the audience where it is working.
Yeah. Is anybody lost a grandfather?
I know.
Yeah. Somebody will raise their hand and they'll be like, and your grandfather, his name started with a J? No, his name is Bob. I wasn't talking to you. Let me move over here.
Whose was a J? Who had a grandfather with a J?
I got a piggy fronted. Someone's piggy fronting me. I just got kicked in the uterus. That means someone died.
It's so crazy. Like, I don't even realize that they're there.
I don't either. It's normal. I think that's not normal, but I don't either. Because they're like, do you mind the cameras here? I'm like, what cameras? I'm like, we'll be somewhere, and I didn't even see it.
Well, I talked to dead people, so they're really
Come on. I think that's funny.
The cameras and ghosts are similar.
I've been on camera for 4 or 5 years now. I know exactly where those cameras are, and I hate them.
Right. Nobody else can see it, so to me, a camera is they're always here. but it's the most natural thing for me. Yeah. And the thing that I love about Raising Spirits, it's because I am on the road so much. Mm-hmm. And I'm away a lot. And so they're, you know.
What in the world is that? They're showing like a sizzle reel for her new show, Raising Spirits. And some guy just showed her a tattoo of like 2 guys hugging.
There's just the outline.
The outline of 2 guys hugging. What's that?
On the bus with me, they're seeing what it's like in a day of a life of me, and it's.
I think people will probably see how draining it must be and feel, and that's an emotional roller coaster all the time. Every time you're talking with someone,
it sure is.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't trade what I do for anything in the physical world. I consider it an honor and a privilege.
She does it for free, right?
Literally acting like a martyr now. Yeah, that's why she does it for free. It's all for free. I can guarantee you will never get read by Teresa. Teresa, unless cameras were in front of her, you wouldn't walk up to her in a grocery store and she would tell you exactly what's going on with one of your dearly departed loved ones.
My gift, and to give someone some peace and comfort. Beautiful. And the fact that people trust me with the souls of their departed loved ones means the absolute world to me. So it's an honor to do what I do.
Trusting like she's receiving an award or something.
I know.
Yeah. I'd like to thank God. The soul awards.
You told us before, but remind us what it's like for you when you start connecting.
So what happens is I just feel immediately drawn. So I was drawn to
here she goes. Here goes into the cold reading. This is the part I want to get into.
Yeah. But I was more drawn to this area over here, down here, and up in here.
The people on the balcony
there,
yeah,
and
over
then
there,
down here, and up in here.
She goes, she's pointing for those who are
basically
listening to the show.
To the whole entire audience.
She just goes one big finger wag across the whole audience. It's such horseshit. I love it. Here she goes into her cold reading, which she's bound to screw up because we've seen a lot of these on the commercial break. I mean, we've probably done 12. 15 Teresa Caputo videos over the last 5 years. Almost every one of them included a cold reading, and almost every one of them she falls on her face in some way, shape, or form. But this is a parlor trick. This is something that is learned. It's passed down from family to family. Travelers. I can't say gypsies anymore, so I'll say travelers. The travelers used to do this all the time. And again, I want to share with you, Chrissy and I wholly believe in a universal energy, and there may be ways to receive messages. I mean, that's very personal to me, so I'm not going to share my version of it. What, you know, what your version of it is what your version of it is. So I believe that there is a way to communicate with energy that no longer holds physical form.
I do too.
But I don't believe that a lady with a hair satellite dish and a penchant for being in front of the cameras all the time is the lady who is chosen to be this medium. I just don't think so. And so much of her shit is clearly bullshit and wrong. If she was really able to do this, don't you think her batting average would be much better?
Yeah.
Don't you think her batting average, if she's so specific sometimes, and then she's non-specific other times. It's a parlor trick. It's
been going on for centuries.
Forever. It's been going on forever and ever. This is just the really like hyper 2024 version of it. TikTok, Instagram, podcast, Kelly Clarkson. You know what I'm saying? Poor Kelly. Kelly, come on the show. I want to talk to you about this. I really do. Okay, well, let's do this. Before we get into the cold reading, why don't we take a break and then we'll come back with the cold reading.
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
So sorry I cut you off before the break. Did you have something to say?
No.
Okay.
Now you're saying, why don't we, what do you think?
Yeah.
That's what I what think. Do you Let's think? Do it.
All right. We're back with Teresa Caputo starting her cold reading at Kelly Clarkson's.
And
Kelly Clarkson's show, excuse me.
Just keep feeling there's just one soul that keeps bringing me through a very traumatic departure. So I keep getting like a blow to the chest and I keep tasting blood. So that's my symbol for where someone passed. Tragically. Yeah. And I always say,
yes, that does seem tragic.
It does seem tragic if you have a blow to the chest
and tasting blood.
The whole thing, that's not a, you didn't die in your sleep.
Spin that into it was a heart attack or it was anything. I mean, you could spin that into so many different ways.
You're so right. Seven questions later, she will be somewhere else completely once she starts to hone in on her quote unquote. You know, I call them victims, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, like I said earlier, like nobody came here today thinking that they might hear from their loved one that has died. I always deliver messages.
Heavy.
It is, because sometimes someone
Kelly
might be
okay, saying
Kelly.
That.
All right. Fourth time we've said that. Who are you, Brian Greene? You don't get. She doesn't know. I like Kelly. I think she really doesn't know what to do with this.
Yeah, no.
Aid or not know what to expect when their loved one does come
through. Well, I think she really wants to hone in on like how is this happening with you? But Teresa's already off into the
but you need
the
more
cold reading.
Yeah, she's cold reading because Teresa knows that too much talking is going to she's going to talk herself into a corner, right?
Yeah.
So she
if
figures
she can divert then to someone in the audience and hone in. Then.
It's kind of like us. Like you turn on a microphone and I feel the need to say something funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a comic that stands up in front of a crowd. They'd have to say something funny. It's like compulsive because that's what they know to do. That's their comfort level. Teresa's the same way with these fucking, you know, weird spirits flying around her head, talking to her, pushing her, punching her, throwing blood down her throat. But she's still having a full conversation with Kelly Clarkson.
I'd say. But I can guarantee you it will always be things of faith and healing. So I don't want anyone to be afraid. Do you understand the tragedy?
Here she goes. She picked her victim. Yeah. Someone's up there yakking
Someone
away.
Someone was looking at her.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Up over here, ma'am.
Do you understand tragedy?
A week ago? Okay.
Okay, now Kelly's looking very surprised that someone, one of the 700 people in her audience, someone died recently.
Yeah.
Come on.
And very tragic, is that correct? Okay.
What?
So.
Yeah. Actually.
Because now, do you feel
she's
like a
standing
chill,
up.
Or like some type
yeah, she's
of,
up in the balcony, by the way. She's standing
and
up.
And Teresa has now stood up to divert any kind of attention from her how this happened.
That's right.
Yeah.
I asked the soul to move through you to validate that the soul is present.
Wow.
Because the reason why this is happening, because the you
Did
and
you
the family
feel a rush of cold air? They're in a studio.
Yeah.
They keep those things really cold.
Do you feel like you got a bad seat at the Kelly Clarkson show? Because that's my sign that someone recently died.
Soul is not safe in a peace with God.
Oh, what happened there?
I think so, right? Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
So just know that this is the soul's way of validating that they are okay. And more importantly, that we could not have prevented this departure.
Wow.
Okay, let's point out a few things here. First of all, say the name of the person who has passed away if you're so inclined. Why can't you know the name? How come you can't be that specific? If they're talking to you and telling you things,
yes.
Why can't they say what their name was?
Understand that.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I needed to take responsibility for my departure. Do you who understands the car accident?
There we go. She milked that enough. She knew she was going into territory where she couldn't answer the questions.
Yep, so now she's diverted.
Were you just talking to them? They're telling me that. I go, you're messing up this reading over here. I'm trying to do this.
I'm so sorry. I've waited all my life to be in the same room with you. Could I have your phone number? Are we best friends yet?
I'm about
so
that.
Sorry.
What? Validating for you that they heard you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
What plans changed that day? Because what happened is they put me in the car and they switched my seat. So that's my symbol for that. Plans changed that day. They switched cars or they switched drivers.
What?
Oh, come on, Kelly. You don't need to be so overdramatic about it. You knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go out together. I stood home. I acted like I was asleep. And she went with my best friend. It was both of them in the car. And usually when we went out together, I always took a ride with the best friend. But since I wasn't there, my sister did, because she didn't like going in the car with her.
So let's roll the tape back just a second here. I want to point out how real bullshitty this is. They are in an audience, in a balcony, high above the set, right? I'm guessing 15, 20 feet. There are production assistants that ran a microphone to the first lady who talked when Teresa said, I felt, blood in my throat and a punch in my chest. When they cut to the second lady who was in a car accident, a microphone was already in her hand.
Uh-huh.
So clearly somebody knew that this lady was having some kind of reaction or was going to want to talk.
Yeah.
And this seems like the type of person that probably would have, that somebody in the audience is hearing, like a production assistant, is hearing her say something and then throws her a microphone because, oh, do you want to talk? Okay, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
They died. They both died.
And you have been carrying this burden for years. For decades.
And what the spirit wants you to know is it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault.
They're okay.
You let it go. They're okay. They're perfectly fine. Stop all the Facebook posting about it, by the way. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But just stop all the Facebook and TikTok posting.
Validating for you that they do not want you to carry this burden of feeling that if you were there or somehow you could have been responsible. Do you understand that? Or if you went, this never would have happened.
To her, I miss her and I love her so much.
You just did, ma'am. She also just told me that you connect with the song on the radio that reminds you of her.
Oh, it's
come
because
on.
Because a song never makes you think of someone that you know.
Yeah, because every song I hear on the radio doesn't remind me of something.
Yes.
Right? I mean, come on, Teresa.
Right?
Always.
Not playing it on purpose.
No.
Know that is her soul, her energy that is with you at the exact moment. So know that she wants to thank you for that. And know that everything that you see is truly her. and that she hasn't left you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're wrapping this lady into a total emotional craze. Teresa, stop. This is what drives me crazy. This poor lady came here. You know, Teresa says, everybody came here. They didn't know they were going to get a reading from me. Of course they did. They're going to the Kelly Clarkson show. They're our guest list. They know that they're walking in here. You didn't just put a room full of people that didn't know that you were going to be in the audience, because Teresa needs those type of people, mm-hmm. the type of people who believe in her brand of bullshit in order to do what she does. So the reality is all these people are probably in some way, shape, or form fans of Teresa Caputo, ready to hear from her about their spirits. But what Teresa is doing is now taking a very vulnerable, obviously emotional human being that has been through something tragic, even if it was decades ago, and now she's emotionally twisting her into a craze. And this is the part that I think is really the worst version of, like, it's the worst outcome of what Teresa does, is that if you are so broken up about the passing of somebody that you love, which is probably anybody that you love that passes, mm-hmm. it's a difficult thing to go through, then you are almost willing to do anything to hear from them again. Mm-hmm. And if you are open to this brand, open to this type, open to this stream of bullshit coming out of Teresa's mouth, then guess what? You are susceptible to being emotionally manipulated by these type of readings. And that's the worst thing. This lady is now going to go on with her life and never forget the day that Teresa told her to keep talking to this person who has died. I don't think she's doing any good for this lady. I really don't.
Don't thank me. Thank her. She's the one that did it.
I love my sissy. She's the best.
Oh my. Do we understand the hitting of the head? Okay.
Oh, do we understand the hitting of the head? No, she was in a car accident. The head was perfectly fine. She passed in a car accident. The hitting of the head?
I think that she was she starting to say that for someone else, or was she saying that for that woman?
I think she's saying it for that one, okay. But that's how she piggy fronts into the next person. Exactly. That's right.
I think she did. It was a tragic car accident.
Because she hit me in the back of the head, and then what she did...
she hit me in the back of the head. What in the good fuck is going on?
She then had this blow to the chest, and she made me feel like I immediately left the physical body.
Okay, so I was told that before. Oh my God, yes.
She says, I need you to believe that I did not suffer to my death, or if anyone got to me sooner, that I would still be here.
Thank God.
Know that my soul immediately left.
Oh, thank you, God.
I don't know. Now, you know, I think all of this is really funny on some level. I really do. But what I don't think is funny is that this poor lady is so damn affected, and Teresa is being highly graphic about what happened to her and saying, don't worry about it. Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for the loss.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I wish you all the best.
I appreciate you.
God, you do this all the time. This is so intense.
I could keep going.
I could keep going, but I don't have my earpiece in, so I'm relying on my production assistants pointing out who's vulnerable in the crowd.
So intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was overwhelming to just be in the room while all of that just went down. Yeah. And you do that regularly?
And I could
No, Kelly, you don't know anything about Teresa Caputo? So you do that regularly? Come on, Kelly.
I know. Oh. I'm so confused because you at least know who your guest is going to be.
I mean, are we really supposed to believe that Kelly doesn't know what Teresa Caputo does? I'm suspecting that Kelly may not also buy this brand of bullshit, and she's just trying her best not to say that out loud.
They'll go. I mean, because
why doesn't Teresa do a full blown reading with Kelly?
Yeah, because Kelly might be the easiest one to do the reading for because she's famous, right?
Yeah.
So she would know almost everything about Kelly's life. Trust me, you get to Kelly Clarkson level fame, almost everything about your life is out there in some way, shape, or form.
That's true.
People that you know start getting paid $100, $200, $300 to tell a story for a tabloid byline or something like this. Like, there's probably very little about Kelly Clarkson's life that people don't know.
Like, when I first came out, people like thinking, oh my God. And then it's almost like, oh, well, I wonder if my loved one is here. I think that was
but
me.
But still,
I should
pull out
up.
An old great, 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 great grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah. What if I said that? Someone had a death in the family recently. I did. Back in 1842.
That's right.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
My great, 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 great grandfather died in a smelting accident back in Celtic Ireland.
I should say something. So I just say to you all, just embrace and know that the things that go on around you that remind you of your loved one that has died, to know that that is them. Know that there is an afterlife.
Oh, did you see that? They did like a crowd shot, and there was one lady who seemed highly irritated with Teresa. She was like,
And that they will greet us when we do leave this physical world. I can feel like there are so many people that have a million questions right now.
But I can't answer them for you because I'm not getting paid. So come back, give me a call on my hotline, $9.99 plus 90 cents a minute.
Yeah.
And I understand and I read with respect. What I do is not for everyone. And I will never force messages on anyone.
I can see how that might scare someone to where they'd be quiet about it and then
1,000%
talk about it later. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And that's okay.
It freaked me the hell out.
For Teresa.
Do you understand us?
If I had to live in a house. Yes, I do. Do you understand? Are you understanding? Do you understand? Everyone understands? No one understands, Teresa, how you do it. I'm waiting for the big reveal. I'm waiting for when someone finally catches Teresa with like an earpiece or something, and then we all figure it out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Best day of my life. Can't wait. All right.
She's something else.
There you
go. She just keeps going.
Listen, there...
I mean, it's a whole business.
I read an article, we talked about it about 3 months ago, that for the first time in human history, since this type of polling has been done, more than 30% of Americans would rather talk to a psychic than a therapist.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Honestly. And I don't know, this brand of bullshit just keeps getting perpetuated and perpetuated.
Well, because it's so vague and
it really
it's so
is.
Mystical and magical, and you can't prove
no.
anything.
You can't prove
sure.
any of it. No, you can't. And, you know, listen, there are a lot of our audience members have written in and said, I believe in this.
Yes.
Like, Teresa, I believe in Teresa.
And that's
okay.
Yes.
You probably tuned out of this episode, but that's okay. I get it. We do once of these every 3 or 4 months. But I get it. I understand. You know, I want to believe that my dead loved ones can talk to me also.
Absolutely.
But I've got my own version of what that looks like.
Yes.
And it does not include blood down the back of my throat, which I'm really happy about.
I don't think my sister is out there channeling Teresa.
No.
I'll just say that.
No, I don't think so either.
She zeroed in as Teresa. Kelly would have a major problem with her hair just to begin with.
I think your sister is here laughing with us
yes,
about
I
Teresa.
I think so too.
That's my version.
I think so too.
Okay, Teresa Caputo, there you go. That one's for Julia, by the way. Julia requested a Teresa Caputo video. So, Julia, there you go. Is that my ex-wife? She's fucking around me? What's going on there? All right, so let's do this. Let's tell the audience to go to tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. Get your free sticker. Hit the contact us button. Give us your physical address and away we will send that sticker. Whichever sticker it happens to be, I will announce and show once it's physically in my hands. According to my wife, I'm no longer allowed to talk about a specific sticker. 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3TCB. If you want to be on the show, ask us a question, ask for our advice, questions, comments, concerns, content ideas at The Commercial Break on Instagram is where you will find us. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the spirit and the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy, and I always say we do say and we must say
goodbye.